This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I just saw this tweet from Steelers Depot. This is worth noting here. They do good work over there. The Steelers Depot people, they understand the cap. They make fun of me. They have, because I don't understand the cap. Sorry. I'm sorry. I try. Math ain't my thing. So Dave Bryan of Steelers Depot tweets out, if you're curious about the future status of Jalen Ramsey on the heels of the Jaquan Brisker signing, Friday's a big commitment day for him. Ramsey is due a $2 million roster bonus today. Additionally, $3.5 million of his base salary becomes fully guaranteed today. If he survives today, he's likely going to remain. Interesting. I hadn't thought of the possibility that you bring in Brisker and move on from Ramsey, but I guess that is a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to happen.
I don't either. I cut you off.
No, you're good. No, I just don't think that's going to happen. I think you want a guy, a veteran back there. Not that Brisker hasn't played a lot of football. And Deshaun Elliott hasn't played a lot of football, but I think that they like the versatility of their defense. They like how guys can do multiple things. Asante Samuel Jr. being one of those guys, and the reason why they brought him back, and after his neck injury, showing what he could do last year, he could play outside, he could play inside. Jalen Ramsey can play outside if you need to.
Yeah, in a pinch, absolutely.
Can play inside, can play safety. They like versatility, so I think that Jalen Ramsey probably will stick around.
They've got space. I think it's worth running it back for another year under a new defensive coordinator and seeing what it looks like. Like he, I don't think, bathed himself in glory last year, but he also had some big-time plays, too. Like, I don't think he was bad for them. I think he got better at safety. The Baltimore game at the end wasn't wonderful, but when they utilized him more appropriately, he played better. And now it's time for me to cry, Doran.
Why?
Harry, could you pot up my news boss, please? Harry, can you remind me to take my computer off of mute, please? That was my fault, not Harry's, and for that I apologize. Now it's time to cry.
After the goal line stand, Murray, end zone, that is caught, and that is a touchdown. McBride gets it with Fitzpatrick and KZ on him.
Kevin, you can just see the trust that he has in McBride. That's the third time on this series, this drive alone, that he's letting that ball out of his hands before McBride is even looking back at it.
They say he's not an AFC North quarterback. There's Kyler Murray playing an AFC North team, slicing and dicing. DeMonte KZ, Minkah Fitzpatrick, they're not here anymore because of moments like that. But Kyler Murray off the board. He goes to Minnesota. We saw this coming. Everybody saw this coming. You go to the place where they rehabilitated Sam Darnold, and they take a shot on another first-round quarterback at $1.3 million, and I guess he'll compete with J.J. McCarthy, but I assume Kyler's going to win the job. I am sad. I wanted him to remain available until we got a Rodgers answer, just in case Rodgers said no.
Yeah.
Said I'm going to walk off into the sunset with Emma Vance, and then Kyler Murray could be the Steelers quarterback on the cheap, and he could run around, and he could throw to these good receivers that the team now has, and maybe he's the answer, and if not, okay, You move on next year, but you didn't have an investment in the quarterback. Now, man, if Rodgers says, I'm having a great time in retirement,
I don't know where you turn.
Did Kyler Murray talk to the Steelers? Because I know that it was rumored that he was having some Zoom calls too.
I think he did.
He did. That was only for like extra insurance by the Steelers, because I do believe that the Steelers know that Aaron Rodgers is coming back. I don't think it was ever really a possibility, maybe like a 2% mm-hmm. chance that Kyler Murray would ever sign with the Steelers.
I think they were just doing their due diligence because you have to, and I think he was just exploring because it would make no sense to just immediately sign with the Vikings without at least talking to other teams.
Right.
But I don't think either side was really all that interested. It's like a blind date where your buddy's like, oh, you got to meet this girl and you're not really interested. And you know she's not really interested, but you're going to go anyway. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I viewed that.
Mm-hmm.
The Kirk Cousins thing makes no sense to me. There's one old man I'd allow to play football for my team this year, and that's Aaron Rodgers. Kirk Cousins doesn't move as well as Rodgers does, and Rodgers
doesn't
move.
Not even close. I went on a rant yesterday about that.
You said Tommy Maddox would be a preferred quarterback option for you.
Charlie Batch.
Michael Vick.
Landry Jones.
You stopped short of saying that you would go with Terry Bradshaw, though.
Yeah, I stopped at like 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cordell was my first. Like, I'd call Cordell off the couch at 53 years old to be my quarterback this year.
I don't think this is even a question, and this isn't even a bit or a joke. I would take Ben Roethlisberger over Kirk Cousins
in
8 seconds.
Seeing how Philip Rivers did last year, for sure.
I'd take Philip Rivers. Joking. I'd take Philip Rivers over him. How about that?
Yeah. I do not want any part of Kirk Cousins.
And you made a really good point yesterday. Kirk Cousins, he wouldn't come here for less probably than Rodgers made last season.
Right.
That guy never makes a financial mistake. That guy gets paid wherever he goes, wherever. Even if he sucks.
Yep.
Look, and I think Kirk Cousins has always been a pretty decent quarterback, but in the primetime games, not great. Playoff games, not great. Now he can't move, and so that just can't be a backup option. Yeah. I would take Joe Flacco over him.
I would too.
And Joe Flacco just can't be your backup option. Right. I would roll with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard and Cooper Rush before I roll with any of the aforementioned elder statesmen.
Absolutely. Like I would actually go against what I know is the deal, and that is never starting a 6th-round pick that hasn't played. Like, if it was Kirk Cousins or Will Howard, I would start Will Howard. I would in that scenario.
So would I.
100%.
Because what are you going to get out of Kirk?
Right.
You're not winning a playoff game with Kirk Cousins. You could maybe win one with Aaron Rodgers. You are not winning one with Kirk Cousins.
No.
He never does. That's not his thing, winning playoff games. And if you watched, and we've talked about this before, if you've watched the first season of the quarterback, you can see why.
Yes.
He seems like a good dude, stand-up dude, found myself rooting for him. I like Kirk Cousins, but classic overthinker.
Yep.
Classic, if I do this, is that going to happen? If I do that, is this going to happen? He's working on his cadence. He's working on receiving play calls and regurgitating information while driving around with his wife and like
insane.
Shaking. And as somebody who has a lot of those similar characteristics, I can tell you, I don't want my quarterback to be like that. So no, I would absolutely play Will Howard. Because maybe you got something. I don't think you do, but maybe you got something with Kirk Cousins. You're not winning a playoff game, and he's not your franchise quarterback. I would play Mason over him.
Yes.
It just makes zero sense to me. 412-928-9370. We had some phone callers. You dropped off, but we got open phone lines until 8 o'clock if you want to chime in. 412-928-9370.
Do you think Kyler Murray is going to be successful in Minnesota?
Oh, buddy, he's taking off, man.
Right?
Yeah.
100%. Like, it's almost like a done deal. I mean, you can just see it. I mean, with all the weapons he has, and then he's getting rehabilitated. Dude, they're going to be serious.
I don't think he's a bad player. He's just not been 1-1 quality. Then you go there with that scheme, with those weapons, with a fresh start. Yeah, I think he's going to be good. I think they're going to be good again. I don't know that they go 14-3 like they did a couple of years ago, but I could absolutely see them being a playoff team. No doubt about it. Texter, what about drafting a quarterback if Rodgers doesn't come back? I'm not doing it in the first round.
No.
If Rodgers doesn't come back and your quarterback room is like Cooper Rush, Will Howard, Garrett Nussmeier, That'd be fun. I don't think it would be good, but no. It would be fun.
Right.
I think Cooper Rush could wind up here, by the way. The success that he had under McCarthy in Dallas, and McCarthy clearly not married to guys like Connor Hayward or Calvin Austin. Why would he be married to Mason Rudolph?
Right.
The Steelers seemingly liked Rudolph more than any team in the National Football League. Why do we just assume that McCarthy feels the same way about him? I don't. So Cooper Rush could absolutely be in here. What if it's Cooper Rush, Will Howard, and a rookie quarterback competing for the starting job?
That wouldn't look good. That wouldn't be good. Now, Aaron Rodgers, Cooper Rush, and Will Howard. It's a pretty decent quarterback room to learn for Will Howard. Will Howard would have it every single angle.
I think that's a big piece of why Rush makes a lot of sense. Because Rodgers gets the scheme, Rush gets the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Will Howard now gets multiple quarterback coaches and Mike McCarthy and two quarterbacks that can help put him in a position to succeed.
Yep.
And Dulac was asked a question in his chat about this. Good morning, Jerry. Is Aaron Rodgers the Steelers quarterback when they get to Latrobe? If not, who do you think the quarterback is? And he said, I think so, but the plan is to also go all in on working with Will Howard. Adding a Cooper Rush would kind of be going all in on helping a Will Howard,
yes,
no?
I agree.
Let's go to Bart in Jersey. Hi, Bart.
Yeah, I got a name that nobody's bringing up. What about Tyson Badgen from the Bears? I think he's a decent player. I don't think he'd be too much to bring in.
To start?
Just as another man in the room if you're not getting Rodgers.
Do you guys know where he went to college? Shepherd University.
But I think he might be available now.
Maybe. They paid him last year as a backup.
And his dad, isn't he
really
an arm wrestler or something? Isn't his dad like a...
I don't know. I don't talk about arm wrestling.
Compete in arm wrestling.
He's a West Virginia guy, Martinsburg High School. Was recruited by Neil Brown and then not offered a scholarship and then wound up being the Heisman Trophy winner at that level, I believe.
Tyson Bagent's father is Travis Bagent, a renowned professional arm wrestler.
I didn't know, and maybe this is ignorance on my part, I didn't know that there were arm wrestling professionals.
Really?
Yeah.
You never seen an arm wrestling match?
I have, but like...
Like on TV?
Like that's not your main vocation, right? Like...
I think so.
Like, he's got to be like a plumber and an arm wrestler, no?
Maybe. Unless you win. It's kind of like a bodybuilder, you know? And you got to do something else until you're like Mr. America or whatever. Mr. Universe.
Do they do misters for Universe in America?
Don't know.
Professional arm wrestlers can earn from a few $100s at local events to over $50,000 per match. For elite, top-tier competitors and major high-stakes promotions like East versus West or King of the Table. Huh. How'd you know that?
Me?
Yeah, how'd you know that? Have you looked into it? Have you wanted to do that?
No. I'm an athlete, and I feel like anything with significance that can draw people in, that has testosterone flying, you probably get paid for it.
Well, I'm happy you said that the way that you did, because Paulie Market tweeted out yesterday, breaking, Sperm Racing has announced the 2026 Sperm Racing World Cup, where participants from 128 countries will compete for a $100,000 grand prize.
How does that work?
You submit your samples, and then they study them under a microscope to see who has the fastest sperm.
You think?
No, I looked into it.
What?
Yeah. I heard if you win, you make money hand over fist, Doran.
You know, back during COVID, they had this one YouTube channel had marble races.
Could you bet on it?
I don't know.
I'd love to bet on the sperm racing. Like, I'll tell you
why.
There's nothing you can get.
I mean, you wouldn't, like in football or like an NFL game, you know which team could be better.
Oh, I'm telling you, this Mike, he's got a glint in his eye. I think he's got fast swimmers.
Mm.
Well, the marbles.
Look how tight Jimmy's shorts are. There's no way his are moving all that fast.
The marbles had different.
I think Paul's got tighty whiteys on, Doran. He's drinking Mountain Dew. No shot.
Mountain Dew.
Oh man.
I would rather make money doing that than arm wrestling. I'll tell 100%. You that right now.
Yeah, you just send in a sample.
Yeah.
So they survive. They don't really survive that long.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I would be, because I've went through biology, and I think they can only last up to 72 hours, and that would be in moist conditions.
Moist. No, I had a buddy who had testicular cancer in college, and they had to remove one of his testicles. But before then, he put a... How do I say this?
I don't want you to
I
say it.
I was trying to divert from the conversation. But you didn't want to hear about my marbles.
No, I didn't.
We're talking about
marbles.
No, this is much more. Nice. This is much more interesting. We're talking about my friend's marbles now, Harry, not your marbles. Yeah, he donated a bunch, and then they would freeze it so that if you wanted to have children later on in life, they could get the stores.
Of the sperm. That's the thing that happens, but that's preserving them. That's not letting them swim and survive.
Well, eventually they're going to swim, Harry. I mean,
so you're
going to
freeze them and then release them?
You're acting as though this isn't a thing that I'm telling you happens. It's what happens. What do you think they do in a sperm bank, Harry?
Oh, that makes sense, but you're preserving those to use them functionally later, not racing them for a
sport. You could preserve them to then race them 2 days later.
Thorin's soul left his body.
Yep.
That happens in that competition, too. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dulac says that the Steelers are going to give Will Howard every opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Texters who get the show are our favorite. Like the texter who writes in, Stephon Diggs would win $100,000 in sperm racing.
Yes, he would be number one.
Jerry Dulac in his chat said the plan is to go all in on working with Will Howard. Initially, I thought that Mike McCarthy was just blowing smoke in his press conference because he knows people like Will Howard. And then I thought Omar Khan was lying through his teeth because general managers lie. But then you get reports from Adam Schefter saying, no, they really believe in this guy. And now you got Jerry Dulac saying the plan is to go all in on working with Will Howard. And I just hope they're right. If they're right, this is a shortcut. If they're right, then you don't have to draft a quarterback next year.
Yeah, the plan is to go all in with Will Howard. That doesn't mean he's going to be the starter. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the starter this year, and I think that they know that. But that takes away, because Aaron Rodgers has played so much football and knows the system, blah, 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 that you can focus a lot of your offseason on Will Howard and developing him.
Like, yes.
That's what this is about. It's not about him being a starter this year. It's about him developing into a potential starter at some point in his career.
Well, I'll tell you what. You said you thought Will Howard had a chance to be the backup quarterback if Rodgers was here, and I disagreed with you earlier in the week, but if you're really going all in on a guy, then I could see him being the backup.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodgers is the guy, and if he doesn't work out, then there you go.
So tell me, I mean, the reason why I came to that conclusion, and I'm here now, like, what sense does it make to give Mason Rudolph any reps in OTAs, minicamp, and training camp?
You don't.
Zero.
Zero.
You give them all to Will Howard.
Yes.
You let Aaron maybe run like 3 reps a period.
Well, that's the other reason why Cooper Rush makes sense, because how much work do Rodgers and Rush need in an offense that they're already familiar with?
Right.
Right?
Like every rep goes to Will Howard. First team. During these next 3 phases of the NFL season. Off season. Why would you waste time giving reps to Mason Rudolph? It makes no sense to me, like, at all.
I would give him no reps, and I would drive him to the airport, and yeah. I'd allow him to go live his life
in a
different NFL city.
In that case, if people are very high on Will Howard, and they've seen a lot from him in practice last year, he's probably going to get better throughout the process of OTAs, minicamp, training camp. If he gets better, and he goes into preseason games, and he plays well, why not? I mean, you're grooming him to be the backup quarterback.
Yeah, and then if Rodgers gets hurt, he's your guy, yeah. And you sink or swim.
Yep.
Newman in Monongahela. Hi, Newman.
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys know I respect the heck out of you. That's why I listen to you.
Thank you.
But I'm all in on Will Howard myself.
For?
I like what I saw.
For him being what? Starter?
Eventually.
Okay.
Not immediately.
Okay.
I'm starting to give it more of a chance than I've ever given it before.
See something.
Correct, because we've seen literally nothing, and that might be the best thing he's got going for him right now, is we haven't seen him fail. We just saw him win a national championship and then get hurt before a real game. So it's all what we can assign whatever we want to good old Mr. Will Howard. I will say, though, Newman, for the first time ever, I think there's a chance that they start him in games on purpose. Like, it might, if Rodgers is here and healthy all year, then they won't. But if they groom him along, would it shock me at all if he's the starter next year and there's a rookie quarterback behind him? And just because he's now a 2-plus-year veteran, that they give him the first reps at it because your rookie needs to take a back seat? Like, I could see that happening now, Newman. I could, because they seemingly love him. And I hadn't bought it until now, but now the evidence is mounting to the point where I can't ignore it. Think they believe in him. Text her at 412-928-9370. Guys, could you raise your level of standards? The last few days I've heard conversations about time of urination, defecation, and now sperm. Good Lord. Well, we're guys. What do you guys sit around talking about?
I don't know who we is, though.
We talk about sports. We talk about weird stuff. I don't know what you do with your friends. That's what I do.
Right.
I assume that text was sent with his left hand firmly clutching the pearls. 412-928-9370. I'm talking about literal pearls.
Yeah.
Just wanted to
clear
that up.
Gotcha.
Mounting evidence that they actually believe in Will Howard. What's your reaction to that? 412-928-9370. We'll take a couple of more calls. And then Mike Tomlin was scheduled to speak with media last night. Didn't, but then he spoke at the podium. What did he say? We'll get to that, but first we'll go to Ethan and Ben Avin. Hi, Ethan.
Hey, Crowley, how's it going?
Good. You want to say hi to Doran, too? That's rude.
No, hi, Doran. Happy Friday the 13th. I saw your post today with very strict rules for Friday the 13th.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on a couple things. First of all, Will Howard, you guys are spot on. I just don't understand, you know, obviously with Art saying why waste a year, but I don't understand how he can't get the backup reps. Like, you know what you're getting from Mason at this point. and also to Dorn. I want to say Crowley did you guys dirty the other day with the Penguin game.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
You're absolutely right. He did.
I think you need to put him through the obstacle course that you put your sons through the other day after football as a little punishment.
I totally agree. And that we should film it and see if Crowley can beat my kids.
Exactly. I think Harry would probably do a better job too.
Oh, what is happening here?
I agree.
You walk up into this radio show and you're like, oh, good morning, Crowley. And you lulled me into a false sense of security. And then you just slap me over the head. I feel like I've made up to Harry, though. I was on the phone with Craig for hours yesterday trying to get his ass to Florida.
You weren't the only one that was trying to get Callis to Florida.
I know, but so what? What did you do? You did nothing.
Doran literally sent me the flight information.
Damn it.
And he was helping me kind of maneuver how to book it. So,
and I talked to Craig.
You talked to Craig too?
Of course.
Look at us helping you out.
Mm. So I guess Doran's actually a better person than you because he would have taken me to a Penguin game.
Yep.
And he did the nice thing to get me to Bradenton.
Yep.
And he would have got me.
This is unbelievable.
He would have not promised me a gift and then forgot about it for nearly 7 months.
And I let you talk yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we didn't talk about bodily fluids at all without you. So,
well, have fun not winning a Marconi.
Well,
I'm so confused. You say you don't get to talk when I'm here. What are you doing right now? You're busting my nards.
No, you asked. You said, "Oh, you're okay. I'm good with Callis now, aren't I?" And you opened the floor for me to just absolutely dunk on you because.
This person responded now to my text and said, I will send my complaint to Craig Riley and your other bosses. My people know your people. That's great. Go ahead. And I'll walk in and I'll have a copy of the ratings highlighted. They've never been higher in the history of the Fan Morning Show. So why don't you put that in your pipe and smoke it?
Mm.
Oh, I got him.
Yeah, you did.
Don't you feel special?
I do. Phone lines are popping. I guess some people are still listening to the show despite the sperm talk. We'll also hear from Mike Tomlin coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good evening. You know, it's often said, you know, we're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time. Like you have to choose. And, you know, I think our experience here in Pittsburgh and with the great Steelers organization exemplifies that. And we're here for a long and really good time. It's been an honor to serve the greatest organization in sport. It's been an honor to be a part of this great community, to call it home, for our kids to call it home. We're in somewhat of a nomadic business, and so we don't take that for granted, that our kids get an opportunity to call Pittsburgh home. It's been an honor to serve the community in which we live, its values that we hold, and it will continue. We appreciate the recognition, but as my wife said, we certainly don't do it for that. We've been extremely blessed, man, and we just like to share those blessings. We thank you.
I'm a big fan of when people speak to an audience or when a coach talks to a female sideline reporter and they just keep saying, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did there.
Yep.
We're honored by this man. Susie Colbert comes up and is like, what'd you think about the first half? Well, man.
Yeah, man.
I've always liked that. Makes me chuckle. Mike Tomlin said, we were here for a good long time. And I think that's how ultimately it'll be remembered. I don't think you can write the obituary of Mike Tomlin's Steelers coaching career without talking about the 9 consecutive seasons without a playoff victory, but never had a losing season, won a Super Bowl, got to another. And I saw Ray Fittipaldo tweet out. This was at the gala last night. I saw Ray Fittipaldo last night say 20 reporters were there because they were expecting to be able to speak to Tomlin. And then he didn't do it, and he did the podium thing. The comments to Ray were wild to me.
Yeah.
Bunch of people like, he doesn't owe you, the media, anything. No, he doesn't owe anybody anything. But it's not about the media. Like, Ray wanted to talk to him, and those reporters wanted to ask questions of him so that Steelers fans, a lot of whom say this all ended kind of weirdly, would have some answers. That's all. It's not about them. It's about getting the public informed. That being said, if Tomlin doesn't want to do a press conference, he doesn't have to. I'm not even criticizing him for it. But Cowher did. Chuck Knoll did. The fact that Tomlin went there and there's this expectation that he was going to do one and then didn't is kind of odd to me. But, hey, it's his prerogative. And if he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't have to talk.
I mean, there's a time and place. And I think in Mike Tomlin's mind, he was going to this event and not really talking about football, right? You know, that's not the time to do it.
Yeah, but all the people who were there had media availability, like Michael Keaton, who we're still trying to get on our show. I wish we could have Michael Keaton
on
today.
Well, Michael Keaton didn't just get fired from Batman and then go to an event for Batman.
Tomlin didn't get fired. He stepped away.
Stepped away from, I mean, I don't think that's the time and place. Like, you know, I think that he's in a situation right now where he wants to let things breathe and let things die down and let things kind of, you know, move into another direction before he's probably comfortable with. I feel like he's still decompressing.
No doubt.
And I don't think that an event like that is a time and place for him to talk about his football head coaching career in depth of the Pittsburgh Steelers and how it ended and things of that nature. I don't think he wanted to take away from the event.
He clearly didn't. And that's his prerogative. Like I said, I got no problem with it necessarily. I just have more of a problem with fans being like, he doesn't need to talk to you guys. Well,
he doesn't.
He doesn't, but, I mean, Ray's not doing it for jollies. Like, he's not doing it for himself. Like, if Caboli's there, he's not doing it for himself. I mean, they write so that people can get information. So, if Steelers fans don't want to hear Mike Tomlin's side of what happened, then that's fine. But it's not because Ray wants to hear it just for himself.
Oh, no. Of course.
So that's what annoyed me with the comments. Like, you big-headed media guys. And they were told he could speak. That's why Ray went. I heard him say it on the show yesterday. Then he didn't speak, which is, again, fine. But Ray's not there because he's getting to eat the caviar.
Right.
He's there because he's got a microphone and he's going to write a story. That's all. But, you know, I feel like in the immediacy of this whole Tomlin deal that people wanted to hear from Tomlin and maybe now they don't. Or maybe it's just the people on social media who are going to be vocal that are going to bitch about anything and they decided to go after Ray. That happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, it's not Ray's fault. Like, I mean,
no.
Ray was just passing along a message as what he does every day for his job.
Right. I'm going to this thing and maybe Tomlin will speak and I hope he does speak.
Maybe not. Yeah. He didn't. So it is what it is.
It is what it is. And I don't think he ever will. No. I don't think we're ever going to get Tomlin.
No.
Anytime soon, at the very least, on the record about what went into his decision to step away.
Nope, never.
We got a statement. He didn't talk about it yesterday behind the podium, which he wasn't going to and should. He's getting honored by the Rooney family, so that wouldn't happen. I don't think we're ever going to have his side of the story. We heard from Cower. We heard from Noel, but it doesn't mean that that's the way it has to be done. Lucas in Washington, good morning.
Good morning. I want to go back to Will Howard. My question is if that's the plan, like, teach him for next year and then you draft a quarterback in the first round next year, like, is he ever going to get an honest shot at that point? Because we're all going to be looking for that first round draft pick and when he's ready to go.
I mean, I think if he's your backup this year, we'll just play it out, Lucas. Thank you for the call. I think if he's the backup this year and they draft a rookie quarterback that's quote-unquote not ready or that needs to sit, that would be his opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this is how it would go down, but there was a decision for San Diego to make with Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers. Now, that was a first-round quarterback, and they wound up going with Rivers. Drew Brees goes off. Miami could have signed him. They didn't like the shoulder. He winds up in New Orleans, wins a Super Bowl, and throws for a bajillion yards, and the rest is history. But you know, Brees started to play pretty well after Rivers got drafted, and then he was a trade chip.
Mm-hmm.
So if Will Howard were to get the job next year as a placeholder for that rookie but play really well, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
That might be the best case scenario.
He's going to get a lot of opportunities. I feel like people are like, well, he's not going to get a fair shot. Like, he's going to get a shot. It just may not be in the regular season, but he's going to get the shot that he needs in order to show that he could be a backup quarterback or potentially be a starting quarterback at some point in his career.
Well, and if he plays well and is a trade chip, fine. If he plays well and is a solid backup, like you're saying, like that's a good pick in the sixth round, by the way.
Absolutely.
Like, folks, like if Will Howard's never the guy, but he's a long-term backup on the cheap, I mean, you hit on a sixth-round pick. George in the north side, good morning.
Morning.
What's up, man?
The Steelers are. We can go to DC to the DC Defenders and get Jordan Tamu as a quarterback. He's better than any other option that we can come up with.
Was not expecting to take that call, George.
Who?
Jordan Tamu. He plays for the DC Defenders.
Okay. Thank you, George.
He's saying go get the DC Defenders quarterback to be the quarterback of the Steelers?
Yeah. Oh. I'd rather have Tommy Maddox. Former XFL quarterback Tommy Maddox.
I mean, Jordan Tamu? Is that his name?
I wrote Jordan Tabu.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea who that is.
Jordan Tamu. Oh, he was the old Ole Miss quarterback. Okay. Coming up next, we just talked about a coach who came back to Pittsburgh. Might there be another one that comes back for good? Why did you do that with music?
You seem like you're having too much fun.
This guy's such an ass. It's always me. Oh, Crowley's mean to Callis. Then he goes and pulls stuff like this. Fan weather is brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Looking to retire soon? Let Secure Money Advisors get your retirement on track. High of 53, low of 32. High winds. Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day parade, high of 46, low of 31, and overcast, so it'll feel like Ireland out there. It's also March Madness time, and Pitt will not be going to the NCAA tournament, obviously. They got bounced by NC State in the second round of the ACC tournament. Jeff Capel's career record at the University of Pittsburgh is 127-127. There has been some national scuttlebutt that potentially he could lose his job. That has not been confirmed. We've heard nothing about that. I haven't seen anybody locally say that they were getting close to firing him, just that there was going to be a conversation between he and Alan Green. Well, yesterday on PM Team, Pony said people had been telling him that Jamie Dixon would be open to coming back to Pittsburgh. And he asked that question of Pomp, who said, I can confirm that he loves Pittsburgh. And he's got a son who works in the Pirates. And he said, I could confirm that. Now, it doesn't mean that they would fire Capel. It doesn't mean that Jamie Dixon would come back. But could you freaking imagine, dude? Purely hypothetical. Could you just imagine Jamie Dixon back here? Because I sure as hell could.
Yeah, I could.
He's an unbelievable basketball coach. And the transition to the ACC was not kind for him. But he's winning a different way at TCU. I watch a ton of TCU games. I'm a Big 12 guy. I always watch Big 12 basketball. He's evolved his team every year there. They've had years where they've been one of the fastest tempo teams in the country that scores more fast break points than just about anybody. But one thing I'll tell you, Pitt's never going to be top of the line NIL in the ACC. TCU ain't that in the Big 12.
Right, exactly. Good point.
He ain't getting the players that Texas Tech or BYU or Kansas are getting, or Iowa State of late has gotten, or Houston gets. He's middle of the tier, talent-wise, in the Big 12, and he's got them to the tournament in 4 out of 5 years at a place where they didn't win at basketball ever before he got there.
By the way, I can confirm that Jamie Dixon would love to come back.
What?
So, go ahead.
What? That's what you're going to hit me with right now? I didn't know you had some intel.
Come on, man.
Don't answer this question, but did you just text Jamie Dixon and ask him if he wants to come back?
I'm not answering that question.
Again, don't know if Capel's going to be let go.
Right.
And there's been a lot of infighting online, and this is the way it goes. Believe me, I'm a West Virginia fan. We have gone through some head coaching tumult the last couple of years, to put it mildly. Fan bases are never going to see eye to eye. There's a lot of Pitt fans that I've read that want Capel to come back because of the recruiting class he's got for next year. And instead of paying the $14 million or whatever it is for a buyout, go and pay players. I don't think it's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the $14 million would go immediately into the basketball roster. Like, I just don't think that's the way that it would work. And then that would only be, what, a lump sum? And then what are you going to do the following year? So I think if Alan Green wants to move on, it would make some sense. And I like Jeff Capel. He's a good dude. He did get picked to the tournament. Like, this isn't personal or anything
that. It's hard. I mean, basketball has transitioned and changed throughout his tenure here to different heights. And you have to have money, clearly, is what we're talking about. But you also have to get, things going on the court, whether you have money or not. And it's hard, and it hasn't worked out. And that's part of life.
I'll just say this right now. If Jamie Dixon came back, they'd be in the tournament next year. He's a hell of a ball coach. And he's done it with premier talent. He's done it with not premier talent. And if you get Jamie Dixon in here, and again, all hypothetical, although, if he came back, you want to talk about riling up the donor base? You never realize what you have until it's gone.
Right.
Then it's gone and it comes back. And that's what happened in first year. Didn't go well, but it happened at West Virginia. You want to rile up the donor base?
Mm-hmm.
You hit them in the old feels.
Mm-hmm.
You hit them in the old nostalgia bone.
Yep.
It'd be a home run.
Interesting.
There wouldn't be a better coach hired this cycle, obviously, than Jamie Dixon if that were to happen. If Capel were to be out and they'd be in the market. Am I allowed to say this?
No. I don't know what you're going to say.
I was going to say
something that I'd probably question.
I actually love Jamie Dixon. Like, as a West Virginia guy, I still love Jamie Dixon.
Oh, yeah, you could say that.
I talked to him. I've told you this story before. I talked to him with my buddy at a Pirate game for like 45 minutes. My buddy's a massive Pitt basketball fan. He could not have been nicer. I mean, he just
He's the nicest guy ever.
That'd be huge. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon. Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.